Okay, well, happy Friday, guys. It's welcome to the next 10-week session. And again, our theme is, how do we become a better version of ourselves? Who doesn't want to do that? I'm sure it'll be our theme forever. But, you know, really it's designed to help reflect on our thoughts and the questions that we ask. We're going to jump right in, but I really wanted to make a comment first just because we had, I guess it was a national holiday this week. You know, the waiting for President H.W. Bush. And just a couple comments, because if we really want to talk about leaders, I don't know if any of you guys saw any of the news coverage, but really just kind of amazing what we saw. And, you know, I thought I knew something about the guy, but I had no idea he was a liar. And, you know, I jest about that because I didn't know he lied about his age to get into the service. I mean, how can you do that? Who can do that today? You know, so many things that he did are just probably never going to happen again. And when you look to study leaders and leadership, you know, what an amazing example and what he did. And as a body of work, you know, just a married for 73 years alone. But I'm thinking, you know, when you think about leaders that make a difference, the Mandelas and the Malalas and the Gandhis, as a president, I think he's going to be one of the top. So if you're going to spend any time studying people, he'd be a great one to look at. And one of his, I think it was his son, 41, who said, you know, we were talking about love and hate, and he did that that one quote that really stood out, and everybody just kind of paused, and he said, hate is the corrosive, hate corrodes the container that it's carried in. I mean, you know, you think about the guy and what he did with his life. At any rate, we're going to get going here, and, you know, all of us, I'm pretty sure, got your questions in, the five questions that we asked. And they're designed to make you reflect, and obviously on your life. And they are designed to get some answers. Some of them are pretty normal. Some of them are pretty exciting and shocking at times. But just a quick review of some of those. You know, we looked at the first question there, and it's how are we going to be what habit are we going to change? What habit can we change to be a better version? And I'm looking at, you know, a couple of them here. I'm just going to mention taking criticism, getting up earlier, being more prompt, cell phone management. Yes. You know, health was mentioned many times. Balancing of time, which really is time management, which is our focus today. Interacting with others. And probably two of the biggest ones that were mentioned the most, organization and procrastination. I know I had somebody even said, one of my good friends here and coworkers, you know, they forgot what time the call was. And, you know, it's just a normal human nature. If we're not organized, yeah, we're going to forget stuff. If we don't have a planner, so we are going to get to that. But, you know, the procrastination, you know, some say it's the foundation of all disasters. And I would say that was probably one of the boxes that was checked the most and probably what we can all really work on. And there's a reason for that. Why we do procrastinate. And I'm going to look down here and look at the, you know, who influenced your life, teachers and coaches and those kind of people. And it was just great to see the passion, people recalling their teachers and coaches and in some cases parents. But here's what you saw under those you saw make a difference. They helped me find my purpose, discipline, unity. They were caring, made me accountable. And there was just the underlying personal connection. And I'll add my two cents to say in there, you know, nobody is self-made. We have to look back and see who helped us along the way, and it's usually a lot of people. And we need to recognize those people. That is really the team concept. Take a look at the third question we asked about, if you could change anything. And notice we didn't say regret. You know, we're not talking about regrets, but what could you change? And one of my favorites was worry less, which we can put a plan of action together for that. And probably my most favorite of all was, here's my second favorite. You know, stop smoking. I wish I would change if I smoked or chewed. And you think about it, that was a habit that was learned. And that's a pretty good answer right there. And can we unlearn it? When this course is going to let us learn how we can change a behavior. And we will change your behavior. We don't know. We know that's a bad habit. How do we get somebody to change anything, regardless of smoking, chewing? Those are tough. But one of the best ones I thought was I would go back and speak to my younger self about some things. And man, that's pretty reflective. And you know, I think of that one of my favorite movies. Maybe you've seen the Shawshank Redemption. I think I've only seen it maybe 27 times, but you know, Morgan Freeman was in that thing, and I loved the scene when he was asking him. You know, he was trying to get parole. He failed parole 5 times, and here he is again, and he's just, you know, rehab, just a made-up word. And it was just a great scene in there, and he said, "Would I want to talk to that kid? Yeah, I want to talk to that kid. I want to tell him how young and stupid he was. I want to talk to him, talk some sense into him." But, you know, we can't go back. And so, again, the course is, how are we going to be a better version of ourselves going forward? And this is always one of my favorites. Who's your favorite famous person or pro athlete or somebody like that? And it always kind of gets you thinking, and it is always fun to look at. But my favorite answer there was, I don't pay attention to athletes or famous people. I love that. You know, I just love that. Man, I want to be that person. And there was another one, too, which I don't follow sports or pop culture. Good for you, Evan Ventura. But, you know, some of the ones that we did mention were, you know, Dave Matthews, musician. Matthew McConaughey. Again, one of my favorite guys, The Rock. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't like The Rock? But how about Mother Teresa? And then some football players. We did see a lot of football players. And we saw a couple of baseball players. Jeter was mentioned many times. And, you know, in the group, Tom Brady. And I got to say, if I wasn't married, I would probably ask the gal to marry me who said Tom Brady is her favorite. Come on now. A girl now. A girl's talking about football here. This is... So anyway, we have all kinds of role models out there. But my favorite of all of this was... even though I'm not a pro athlete, this is a quote, even though I'm not a pro athlete and talking about role models, I want everybody to start thinking that they are like a pro athlete. You know, you don't really, you want to start thinking like a pro athlete, thinking like a rock star, thinking like really what you are, a role model. We put these guys on big pedestals. It doesn't have to be, you don't need these people. We like to, you know, we look at them, we recognize them, we want to be like them, but that's what we're asking you guys to do in the real world, is to be role models to the people that are around you. And how can we do that just a little bit better? I just think of a story when I was in college, and I got in a little trouble. And I remember my monk mentor, who is still alive today, you guys have heard me talk about him, took me aside, and he said, "Son, do you realize how many people are watching you on that football field?" And it was kind of like, yeah, I guess, whatever. But, you know, it started making me think about that. And I made a change at that point. I saw, you know, I don't want to be a – there's really a lot of power in reputation. People care about what people think about them. And so I thought, you know, I'm gonna make a change. And when I make a touchdown, instead of spiking the ball, I'm just going to take a knee and I'm going to genuflect and I'm going to point up. And you see this happen a lot today in sports. You see the guys happen, in the pros even. And I started to do that. And it was kind of a moment of humility. And – I think the thing that I want to get across is nobody on my team talked about it. We didn't say this is what you should do, but all of a sudden everybody on the team started doing the same thing and it became part of the culture. And people do see that. And I say that because 40 years later, when we're at a ceremony for a Hall of Fame, people were saying, "Oh yeah, that was the team that took the knee. That was the team." And people still remember that, you know, a long time later. So people do see what you're doing, and that's what role models, that's part of what we want to create. And so finally, the last little question, I love creating crazy questions, and this one was just cat or dog. And man, I had no idea. I kind of had an idea, but I didn't know that the dogs, out of the 50 people or so that are on this, you know, there were one cat, okay? There's one cat, and for good reason. And it just seems like that we relate to dogs, we relate to our pets, mostly dogs for amazing reasons, and we can't go through all of them, but I think one of the favorite ones was, yes, I am allergic, but I still have 2. So you got to love that. And I know Evan Ventura, of course, is allergic to both, but that's why he has a parrot. So in the program, today's message, we want to say it's time management. If you saw the outline, I just said management. Management of yourself, management of your others. But when we say time management, really what we're saying is a life management. And we're going to have a quote for every week. And I'm going to give you the quote right off the bat for this one, because it's an oldie from William Penn, one of our founding fathers. And he said, "Time is what we want most, but what we use worst." Time is what we want most, but what we use worst. And you might remember from our last module, we did touch on time management. We talked about the 168 hours. What is that? 168. Well, that's how many hours in a week. And after we sleep and after we work and all the typical stuff, we had maybe 7 to 8 hours left for ourselves. And yet people are saying they don't have time. And, well, what are we doing with this time? And you may recall, those of you that were on that, we identified some time wasters. And we knew that, you know, computers and phones and anything with a screen. But, you know, how are we going to limit our TV and our computer usage? And even since a couple weeks ago, I came across a study that said the average American is on their TV or computer, work or play, 5 to 6 hours a day. Now, I took out the calculator and said, well, that's 30 hours a week. That's like 1,500 some odd hours a year. And I started thinking of 97 days and this. Well, it's about 25% of your life. So we know we do sleep a lot, but we have 25% of our life that we are using in a fashion that sometimes hurts our lives. And yes, we know we have to use computers at home or at work, but, you know, what are we doing at home? And how are we going to develop a plan that, you know, when we say, what is your personal leadership plan? But I think we need some of that time for our loved ones. And it comes back to habit number 5 comes to mind. You know, seek first to understand. How are we going to know our loved ones? How are we going to know our staff if we're not using some of that time on them? And you've heard it before, the best expression of time is love. And, you know, I learned a long time ago, you want to know what somebody loves, just look at their bank statement. Look at what they're spending money on. You know, is it on the house? Is it on your pets? Is it on your... And none of it, I'm not saying it's good or bad. You know, we see, talking about this guy spending all his money on his boat. But are we spending time on things that really matter, like the family? And upon my own reflection, I started thinking about, and I was kind of pondering some of the people, the famous people I know that really have regrets because they didn't spend time with their family, because they were working, or because they were not managing their time intentionally. And I can name a bunch, but one of them came to mind, and it was an old politician. His name was McGovern, and I remember his daughter had died. His daughter died because she froze to death at a holiday party. She was drunk, and she went outside, and nobody even knew she was missing, and she died and froze to death. And in her diaries, you know, he was blown away, and he was saddened and depressed to no degree because she spoke about how she never really got much time with her dad. And he reflected back on his life and said, yeah, he really was not a great father. Sometimes we think we are great managers or great parents, but really, where are we putting our time? And we have, it seems, enough time. You know, how are we budgeting it? So time management issues, huge. And one other one, I remember Pat Boone. And he had a daughter, and he was a singer-songwriter. He's still going, but it was his daughter who wrote a book, and the book was entitled Starving for Attention. And she eventually died of anorexia. She actually truly did die because of attention or lack thereof. And these guys are full of regret about it. Why, you know, let's use these examples. What are we using with our time? And I always said smart people, they know the actual importance of the weekend. What is the weekend for? Years ago, it was for relaxing and rejuvenating. It seems like we've lost track of that. And I think some of the smartest people use the weekends to kind of plan the week that's coming ahead. And that's, again, I look at the Jersey Mike's model, and Peter made this thing that says, look, you're an owner. You can have a great life. And you're going to have a half a day on Saturday. And you're taking Sunday off, and the store is going to be fine. And to this day, I'll tell my wife every now and then, I said, you think it's time for an NAP meeting this weekend? And, you know, if you guys that have heard that before, you know, NAP is not an acronym. It means NAP, nap. We're going to take a nap. But regardless, we have to start looking at how we're using our weekends better. And actually, you know, that's, I think, again, look to the successful people. And one of my cohorts in Love the Guy, John Hughes, says life is a journey. And, you know, we were talking the other day, and I added, I said, okay, I'm going to use that. Life is a journey, but it's not a race. And I think I can actually, I'm qualified to preach on this because I am a recovering racing addiction. You know, I'm an addict for racing and going crazy and literally racing, whether it's road races, bike races. And it took a long time for me to figure it out, but I think the faster you go, the more margins you need in life. And that message, I think, is here's a little metaphor. Just the other day, I'm going down the parkway. I'm going 80 miles an hour, and I'm 3 inches from the guy in front of me. That's not a margin. You know, that's not a good idea. And, you know, most successful people are busy, but they tend to race and rush, and that can be hazardous to your health. So this is the takeaway here for today. How are we going to build some margins in our lives, some space in the schedule, the daily schedule? How are we going to factor in time for nothing? Think of it as a buffer zone. I don't want to be going down the highway. You know, I should be 3 lengths behind the car, not 3 feet. But how do we create time in the schedule for your thinking? And that means putting it in. That means not hoping it gets in or praying it's going to get in. That means when you're designing your schedule, you've got to put in blank space. And just last night, I had a great night at New York City. I was watching a Christmas concert, and one of the speakers said, you know, when do we factor in some time just to wonder about life? And, you know, this is the time where all the Christmas songs are talking about wondering and winter wonderlands, and, you know, it's something to think about. You know, I'm thinking about when was the last time you sat in silence for 5 minutes? It's weird. I just did it the other day. I was waiting. I didn't even factor this one in, but I'm waiting for the family, and I just sat in the house, no music, no TV, and just looked at the Christmas tree. And after about 2 minutes, it's weird. But, you know, these are the things we're talking about. How are we gonna factor in 10 minutes a day? And myself, personally, I factor in, most people know they're not going to come to my office at 12:50, because from 12:50 to 1, it's my no time. And do it again right after work. But, you know, I think highly successful people are organized and need planners. If you don't have a planner, we have a problem already. So, you know, get a good planner, please. But and we were talking about last night even, margins are in your physical life, too, in your money life. How close are you to that paycheck to paycheck? You know, we say it's usually not a saving problem. It's a spending problem. And, again, it's the margins in life. Can you have $5 in your pocket? And whenever we go to New York City, we usually grab a roll of fives because we know there's going to be people that need money. And whether that's the good, right thing to do is give money out to people that are asking, that's what we do. But it's because we plan on it. And I think who's the great example of that is Mr. Cancro. And he's not doing it with $5 bills. He's doing it with stores. And so that's his intention. And another thought I had right now is, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity. Hasty shortcuts, only poverty. And planning is a great word. When we tend to rush around, bad things seem to happen. And so I want to give you a word right now. I call it a holy word. And appropriately, it came from George and Barbara Bush. And if you knew any of their campaign, you probably know this is the word. And it's a two-letter word spelled N-O. And I think it can work wonders in your life. Just saying no. Learn how to say no. Because really, when we're talking about time management again, it's how do we cut stuff out of our schedule? And I can still remember in the gym days, I put a big strain on my relationship because I couldn't say no. I was a member of probably 6 clubs. And, you know, people at the Kiwanis Club, can you be a member? Chamber of Commerce, Knights of Columbus. And I remember that You know, even though there's great virtue there, you got to say no sometimes. And that's you know, how you have to slow down, as Peter would say. Slow down, go faster. And I think the last little thought I want to put in is you have to cut things out of your schedule that you might not like. I'm a great fan of rose bushes. If you come to my house, you'll see some amazing rose bushes. And you've learned through the years how you have to, what the pruning process is. I call it rose bush therapy. And the plant's not going to grow back if you don't cut it back. And so when you cut it back, it's going to flourish for the next season. But the problem is when you're actually cutting away the dead, you're cutting away some of the living. And it's almost like the rose bushes are calling you out, saying, no, don't cut me out. I'm still alive. But it's kind of like, you know, no, yeah, sorry, you have to go. We have to cut back so we can grow better next year. And it is a metaphor for cutting back activities in your life because you know they just keep coming. And the older we get, the more stuff keeps coming. And we have to learn how to accomplish more by doing less. And that is one of the habits. Habit number 3, first things first. And so I just want to close up, but I'm going to refer to the book. And if you have the Life Lessons book, on page 70, if you look at it, you're going to see some things that we talked about, how we're going to really, just some tips to get your mind right, how to learn to slow down. One of them, of course, is shut the phone off, you know, the distractor list. A huge fan of working out, and we have a couple notes about working out there. Getting outside. Put a reference in there from the book that Natural Born Heroes. Unbelievable things when we actually spend more time outside. And how we cultivate relationships. How are we spending our time? Are we really cultivating those relationships with our family and staff? And my last one there, I just put in there is, you know, the know your God. What is it that gets you to that happy spot? So this is the format. If you're a first timer, we just kind of spew a lot of, it's kind of a lecture at you. We don't get to discuss much, but we do and can discuss on the emails and through our homework. And so here's our first homework assignment. Everybody loves homework. John Cancro said he would have been a better student if he did his homework. He just said that this morning. But our homework really is to get to the website, keithertling.com, and you're going to see two video series. One is the 7 C's and one is the 7 Habits. And I want you to take a look at the 7 habits, because next week we start a two-part series on the habit. But it's 7 56-second videos. So that means 7 minutes. So if you've got 7 minutes to do your homework, and then what you're going to do is take I'm going to take a poll. And once you get that done, hopefully before you know, we don't procrastinate, that I'm going to just tally up and see what our favorite top habits are. So I just want you to email me or text me what your favorite habit is after you look at the 7 habits. You may already have one, but that's what we're looking for. And then there is an extra credit assignment. And the extra credit assignment will take you 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And that is Google. If you Google what is called Life in Jelly Beans. And it's just kind of a fun little pictorial visual quick video on where we put our time in our lives. So, trying to keep things at 20 minutes. Looks like we went over a little bit today, but since you're on the call, I'm going to make a management decision right now. I got evaluations back from last round, and we found that a lot of people had tougher time on Fridays. And so, I want to see if we can try this on Thursday next week and see if we can go forward on Thursdays. That's a little bit better. Thursday, same time seems to be good. We don't have too many West Coasters on this round, so it won't matter much on the lunchtime. But for those of you that are working in the stores, so, and if you do again, if you miss, can't make a call, just text me or email me, and we'll send you the link for the. You can listen on your own and see if you can keep up with a few homework assignments to see if you can be a better version of yourself. So. Hopefully you took a couple takeaways from this round, and we'll look for you to join up again. Look for your homework, 2:30 on Thursday the 13th, and we'll keep it going from there. Happy Friday. Arrivederci, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.